Welcome back to Casual Conversations. I'm your host, Ryan Bean, here with the talented Alena Sweetser and co-host. And we are back and better than ever and talking all things life. And on the last episode, we gave Alena massive credit for huge accomplishment she got. So I'm super excited for her there. And we got deep in the last one. And, you know, we'll probably get deep in this one again. So
hell yeah.
Anyway, so
that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to, you know, this is, I think, great topic to have because I'm gonna need some female, guidance here, and you know, I'll get my wife's guidance, of course, as well. But I looked at it from an outsider's perspective, posing inside of it, besides the inside family perspective. So my daughter texted me yesterday. I'm in Colorado for work, and I'm ready to fly back. It's been, you know, I'm exhausted, long day. I'm not going to get back till probably 10:30 at night into Dallas. And she texts me and says, "Hey, Dad, you know, I really want to talk to you about something." And of course, usually when she says that, I'm okay. What do you want? What are you trying to buy? Yeah, what trouble are you in? Something like that. And it wasn't that. She sent me a very heartfelt text, and I won't get into the details of it because, you know, it's a personal thing. But she's struggling, and she's got some struggles about just kind of, you know, where she fits in, you know, teenage girl. Obviously, I don't know what it's like to be a teenage girl, but just trying to find her footing, trying to fit in, trying to, I think it's wearing on her that she's trying to be someone that she's not, to be, to try to fit in with what she perceives is the popular kids or whatever it is. And so anyway, she texted me and just said, "Hey, Dad, you know, I want to have dinner with, or I want to have a conversation with you, one-on-one." And first of all, it warms my heart that my daughter feels that she can come to me and have a real life discussion, and she knows I'm gonna go all in and I'm gonna hear her out, I'm gonna listen to her. And
I was actually just gonna say, I don't think you realize how important that is, that she was able to do that for you. Most kids don't do that with their kid, their parents, anyways. They Google. Yeah. They just don't have the conversation.
Yeah.
They go to their friends who might not have the best advice. So many kids and parents' relationships are struggling because they can't have that. So I think that's huge.
And
so that's to say something about your parenting.
Yeah. It's a massive blessing. And, you know, I told her, I said, "Hey, you may not like what I have to say. You may not like the answers I give you, but I'm absolutely going to sit down and have a conversation with you." And
it comes from a loving and protective side.
It does. Yeah. And, you know, one, it's my job, right? Yeah. It's one I take seriously. But it meant a lot to me for all the reasons you just said. Is like, you know, she could have went to a lot of other people, and her mom included. And, you know, she and her mom have got an amazing bond, and they've got their things that they love to do with each other. But it's so critical that you have a one-on-one relationship with your kids. You know, me and Addison and me and Dylan, you know, have our one-on-one, our thing, just like their mother has that thing with them as well. I think it's so important. But, you know, I'm, you know, one, I don't know what the, how the conversation is going to go. I don't know any of the details because this was text until late last night. By the time I got home, she was already in bed for the evening. And then I was up early working and before she went to school. So I've not seen my daughter yet, unfortunately, but I'm going to take her to dinner tonight. And, have a really good one-on-one conversation with her. I know we're gonna probably shed some tears at dinner tonight, but good. I just kind of wanted your feedback on, you know, again, it's kind of hard to talk about being a teenage girl when I have no idea what it's like to be one.
But also, it's tough to be a teenage girl, 100%. But it's tough to be a teenage girl in today's world when you have the influence of like social media and all that stuff. And these kids have so much more than, I mean, did we have phones in high school?
No.
I mean, Cole had a pager, but you know, did we have access to outside validation in high school? Not really.
Yeah.
So I mean, I started Facebook, not Facebook, MySpace, I think it was like 7th or 8th grade. And then I think Facebook did the thing, was like college only. And then you could get invited. Do you remember that? No, you were in college by then. I definitely wasn't.
Well, I was college years. Remember, I didn't go to college. So.
Okay. Well, the age.
I was working.
But I mean, you had to like have a college age, like college.
I remember MySpace. My God. I know what MySpace is. Are you kidding me?
I know, but I couldn't get into Facebook because I wasn't in college.
Oh, you had to, Facebook. Gotcha. Yes. Okay.
But anyways, what I'm saying is,
I was older at that point, girl.
It's much harder to be a girl, a female, in your teenage years now. I strongly believe that, than it was then, because you have so much more eyeballs on you and more pressure of who you are as a person, what you bring to the world.
Yeah,
and those are your vital years. Are you figuring that out?
Yeah, I think, you know, vulnerable. And again, I think there's a false sense of what beauty's like, a false sense of what people, you know, that type of stuff as well. And You know, we've talked about it before. I think everything is so overly sexualized in today's world as well. And, you know, Addison's always been more on the, and she's younger, right? So she was on the younger side like I was. So when she graduates, she won't even turn 18 until a few months after she graduates. So she's on the younger side. And what I love about my daughter is deep down, I know she's got this innocence about her and she loves just to be a kid. And I think that she's having to be someone that she's not to try to fit in because she feels like she's got to be older. She's got to be more mature. And I want her to hang on to that innocence as long as possible, right? So, you know, I just kind of wanted your advice on, you know, what might come up this evening. And you know, I don't follow her on her stuff. Like, you know, I think she's on TikTok or I mean, not TikTok. She's on Instagram.
Well, I definitely don't have TikTok.
No, she's on, I think she's on Instagram.
She just added me on Facebook.
She asked about Facebook as well for cheer.
Which I got all excited. I was like, Addy.
Yeah, she's on Facebook after she said it was an old person platform, but she's on Facebook. And, right. You know, but anyway, I don't follow her except for Facebook. So that's the only platform I'm on, but added by design, right? I want my kids to feel like they can go be their own people. But I know,
I personally think she is struggling to figure out who she is in this world right now. Why? I mean, and I say this because she's associated with a friend who has so much attention from social media.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's confusing to her.
Yeah.
Because social media, you get attention from two ways, bad attention and good attention. Majority of it is bad attention.
Right.
Right? Selfies, stupid pose, vulgar pose.
Yep.
Politics, whatever.
Sure.
And so I think she's just in that she's, you guys have raised her well enough that she has a good heart and she has good values. But she's in an environment where she's confused on those values.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those values aren't working. And so it's, I mean, it's nothing that you guys have done. Unfortunately, every kid goes through that in high school.
Oh, we all, but I did like, too. We all
but
did.
But I think it's just she's surrounded by girls who seek outside validation. Where an Addy, I mean, she's a badass little girl, you know?
Yeah, I know. She's got, I mean, like,
gorgeous.
She is. And, you know, she's her mom. And, you know, thank God she has a chance. but no, like I said, it's just, you know, it meant a lot to me that, you know, when, as you're, and you're not there because you're, you know, you're still the hero to Can. Cole's still the hero, the hero to Can. But as they get older and you recognize, you know, what you put your parents through, because you start getting to those teenage years and the last thing you want to do is be around us. They want to be around their friends. And, you know, you hear people talk about it when they say, hey, value every second with your kids when they're young, because there's going to be a point where they start to drift. And then as they get into adulthood, it even get the gap even gets bigger, right? So I'm there. I'm seeing that side of it, which is heartbreaking and sad. So you understand why your parents were so upset during that time frame when we were going through that age. But you know, the fact that my kids still want to connect with me and value my advice, it means a lot. I know it means a lot to Allison as too, to Allison as well. About that our kids can come to us and know that we're a safe place for them. And, we've got their back and we love them unconditionally, no matter what happens. And, you know,
I think it's a confusing world for kids.
It is. And well, like I said, there's, like you said, there's so much outside influence. It's just, and it's in their face constantly. Yeah. It doesn't end. It's in our face constantly.
I don't remember in high school really ever knowing anything about the news. Like even I was a junior, I want to say, in the 2008 recession. And I remember our parents cutting back on like gas prices. Like my ex-boyfriend's best friend drove us everywhere. And I remember him saying, oh, my mom says you guys need to give us some money for gas now. And I was like, wow, okay. And I didn't think about that because in high school, I didn't know about that because I didn't have access to news channels like that.
Right.
Does that make sense? I could turn on the TV, but obviously, why would I do that when I could turn on SpongeBob? And so, but now kids, you know, they're just sitting there on their social media and they're scrolling. And like, I think you posted like, they saw the shooting of Charlie Kirk, you know, and it's, you can't control that.
And I think, you know, I wonder if part of what she's going through right now is that, you know, I didn't even ask her that question, but I think she's at maybe that point and that might be something that we need to talk about tonight as well. I'm definitely going to ask that question. That's a good point because she may have just been like, oh my gosh, I saw something that I was not supposed to see. And
it's different seeing it in a movie than it is, you know, something that actually happened in real life.
And I think she's recognizing that that's not the stuff that she wants to be a part of. And
I'll let her be a kid as long as she can.
Oh my gosh.
I will tell you,
be young and enjoy life and you know.
Oh yeah. I will tell you though, from somebody who I'm very, I guess, black-hearted at times. But whenever, one thing Cole started doing for me that's been really good for our relationship when I'm feeling very high emotion is he'll ask me before I start talking, do you want me to listen or do you want me to talk about it? So I would start with that with her. Do you want me to listen or do you want me to talk?
Yeah, and again,
she might just need a vent and get stuff out.
Oh, yeah, and we all know I could be a better listener, right? That's something that I've always trying to work on, and you know, I'm a little bit better, not a lot better, because I seem to like to hear my own voice too much, mm-hmm. and it's a blind side for me for sure. It's a blind spot. I know that about myself. It's a habit that it's hard to break. It's who I am. But tonight, like you said, that's a great point. It's like, hey, you don't want me just to let her just get everything off her chest, and then, you know, kind of figure out from there. But actually, my wife was the one that suggested, hey, you know, because I was told I'd just see her after cheer, and then Allison's like, just take her out to dinner, and just you and her go out, yeah. and just, you know, have a good, you know, daddy-daughter date, and talk about things.
When was the last time you did that?
It's been too long, and that's another thing. It was, you know, it's long overdue that I do something with her, and we used to do it to where it was once a month, mm-hmm. where, you know, I would, each kid would do something with myself or Allison, just that one-on-one time, and it could be go have Starbucks or whatever, go have lunch or whatever. Just to go get a couple hours with just that one-on-one time. I need to do it with Dylan as well. And it's amazing when you set these goals, how fast, you know, 6 months go by and you're like, wait a minute, it was supposed to be a monthly thing. And now it's 6 months and I still haven't done it. So it's time for me to get my priorities straight too. And that's something that has come up from the Charlie thing, is just being a better father, being a better listener, being a better husband.
You remember
that's what this podcast is about.
You remember 3 episodes ago when you're like, Elena, and I mean, I'm struggling, my business, whatever. Yeah. And I said, maybe God is doing this to purposely slow you down.
Yeah.
Because you've been go, 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 go. And your kids are at an age now where you're about to sit them out into the world.
Right.
You're about to give them to the world. Right. Yeah. And once they're adults, you have influence, but you have no full control.
No, you're right.
You know? And so maybe God is giving you this gift to fully prepare your children for the real world.
And prioritize things, right? And like you said, there's opportunities and everything if you're open to it. And the doors are always open, but you got to walk through it type thing. And mm-hmm. you're spot on. Great advice. I mean, it's, you know, those are things that I need to be taking a harder look at is, you know what, let's just sit back. Let's enjoy this time with my children because now the window's really small, right? Mm-hmm. Again, you think you have all the time in the world sometimes, then you blink and it's over. And the fact that I'm looking at colleges right now is just insane to me.
Yeah.
I feel like the kid was just born and here we are looking at colleges. So,
well, look at my parents. You know, I went to college 3.5 hours away from them. So it was very easy for them to come visit. And my plan was always move back to Albuquerque. And here I am in Texas. Their plan was always be next to a daughter. My sister lives in California. My brother lives in California. So you can't, when I say you can't control what your kids are going to do.
No.
How do you know Dylan doesn't, I mean, not saying anything about his girlfriend now, but how do you know he doesn't get to college, they don't work out, he marries someone, and he's now living on the East Coast.
No, you're right. Right? 1,000%, yeah. And, so, and you can't hold them back because they got to be there, but they got to do what they need to do in
you
life.
You have such a gift right now. You and Allison have put yourself in a position to enjoy these last years with your kids before they go out into the world.
Yeah. Great advice. I'm going to apply that tonight for sure. And I think you're right. I think it's one of those things where I got to shut up a little bit more tonight and listen. And I'm looking forward to having that one-on-one with my daughter. Yeah. And I want to make sure she feels good about it by the end of it. And, you know, it's normal kid stuff. I went through it too. It's hard not to have jealousy as a teenager. It's hard not to have animosity. It's hard to feel like you don't fit in.
Girls are just clickier. Guys don't really care much. And it's not like a gender thing on my end. It's just facts, right? Girls have more emotions. Guys have more airspace in their brains.
Yeah.
And, you know, girls, and that's, I think, why I always just hung out with the dudes. I naturally get along with the dudes because I didn't care so much about the clicky and the drama and all that stuff in high school. Mm-hmm. I even think about, like, my ex-boyfriend and his best friend. It was always us three. Like, right. And then their guy friends. So I was always, like, usually the only girl.
Right.
And even in college, I was kind of the same way. But, you know, she's in cheer, which is obviously a lot of females, and I'm sure it gets clicky in that.
Yeah, and like
it's
I said,
not easy to
do. Yeah, and I mean, and again,
rejection's not easy.
It's not, and like I said, you know, for boys and girls, the one thing you have in common in high school is you want to be liked by the opposite sex, right?
Oh,
you
want to,
you know, and I didn't have that growing up, but you know, it was one of those things. I just didn't have girlfriends through high school and didn't date really anyone until after high school. Did school dances and stuff like that, but it was always more as friends.
Yeah.
So I was one of the, you know, few that didn't have a girlfriend literally that entire time. And, you know, you start to self-doubt. I mean, back then, horrible acne and just, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. But it's hard when you see your friends you know, getting that stuff. It's impossible not to have animosity.
Oh yeah.
And you know, she's probably going through that as well. But,
oh yeah, I know. So I was in her position, I guess you could say, even though so I went to school 6th through 12th grade, and I had the boyfriend, I think, 8th through right before, 2 weeks before senior prom, when I got dumped right before senior prom. Anyways, but before that, all the other girls that I surrounded myself with, the friends in my school or girls from outside schools, they always got the attention from the boys.
Yep.
I was just, and I think naturally put myself in like one of the dudes because that made me feel better about that I don't get attention from the boys.
Right.
And even in college, it was the same thing. I didn't have a boyfriend in college. Cole's my second boyfriend ever.
Yep.
Ever. And then I just married the dude. And because I was like, fuck dating. I found something good. I'm going to keep this. So anyways, but yeah, so I, even in college, like I didn't get hit on. And it was until I went to therapy that my therapist really was like, because you didn't put out, you weren't easy.
Yeah.
You know, and she has to remember like, high school boys are a little horny, right? Yeah. And then you go to college.
That doesn't stop, girl. Well, it never ends.
I know, but you think about it, they're probably even hornier now because of social media and crap they see. And so these girls now are having to grow up faster.
Yeah.
To please that urge from the boys or whatever.
Yeah,
and if they're not doing, because she has good values. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She has good values. So because she's probably not going that route, she might be getting rejection from boys, and that's not an easy thing to go with. But I'm telling you from personal
experience. Yeah, but it's a good thing. Well, you know, long term, she just has to see it as a good thing. So, like I said,
look at me, Addy. I turned out okay.
I'm looking forward to it. So, like I said, maybe I'll have Allison and all you girls take her out for a girl's day and go get manicures or pedicures or something like that.
Puzzle party for my birthday.
Oh, there you go. I might invite her to that.
Did Allison show you the invite?
She did not.
Oh,
but
man, I'm excited about it.
Oh, my gosh. Another puzzle birthday?
It's vintage 1990, the year I was born.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what'd I say? Fiddle lab at 35. And then I put something like, don't be an idiot, show up.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was
this
like,
this girl in puzzles, man. It's insane.
And then I put, so it's old all going to be wine theme. And then I put.
That's why they all said yes.
Dress, what'd I say? Dress fine in any shade of wine. So that's the thing.
I have not seen it. Like I said, I got back late last night. Yeah. And it's been crazy all day.
It's gonna be
so,
a fun party.
Yeah, it's going
to be
fun.
Haley came to hung out one time. Haley Bug.
Oh, okay, good.
Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll be pretty added. She can have the girls.
All right, I'll make sure to take 100%. That'll be one less thing for me to have to worry about. Anyway, I also want to make a comment. So something that, you know, obviously Elena's had a lot of stuff going on. And her husband is now going to be joining her team. Mm-hmm. And he's becoming a real estate agent as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, shout out to Cole.
I didn't know if you wanted to make that announcement.
Oh, no, it's good. Like I said, Cole, you know, is moving on from his current role, and he's joining Elena because Elena is seeing her business explode. Couldn't be happier for both of them. And, you know, what a way to keep building the business, and no better way than to keep that income in the same house.
Right. And it's kind of scary, but, you know, if you think about it, he and I are opposites.
Yeah.
The way we think, the way we just, like I said, think about life, I guess. So I remember I was like, when we were having the conversation, I was like, can we make this work? And really, the way to look at it is I start the fire, he keeps it burning. Mm-hmm. And you need those two in a business. Well, and I'm missing the burning aspect in my business.
Well, you need to have someone that's going to challenge you, but you need to have someone that grounds you as well.
Yeah.
And no better person to do that than your husband, right? So, you know, obviously he knows you intimately and knows what makes you tick, and he knows how to get under your skin. And he knows.
I was like, dude, you don't even need to study for the real estate license. You've been hearing me talk about it for 11 years.
Yeah, I hope he'll
show
pass
up to
it.
The
yeah,
exam
he'll,
and take it.
Yeah, cram, Eddie. Cram like I would and get
he's
a beat.
He's waking up at 5 a.m. and he's studying before he goes to work.
No, he's got the work ethic. But it's so cool to see you guys now again. You know, to rewind back 12 months, right before we started this podcast, and this is when Elena, I think, was making a shift just mentally in her life, you know, and when we talked about doing this podcast, she was at that crossroads, and then to fast forward a year later, and now your husband's going to be part of your guys' team, and, you know, who knows where you're going to take this thing. Yeah. I guarantee you, Keen will probably be a future real estate investor in the business as well.
And I told Cole,
how big you can get it. It's going to be crazy.
Well, that's what I told him. I was like, you know, the thing about real estate, I realize, is it's the sky's the limit. And there's so many different avenues. And so when we were talking about how to structure this, I was like, okay. Because initially he was like wanting to buy businesses. Mm-hmm. And I said, why would you buy businesses when you buy into my business and right. we can make it even better in right. house? And then I was like, you, so his avenue would be relationship. Like he strengthens the relationships.
Yep.
Right. And so like there's so many realtors right now that are retiring. Don't know what to do with their book of business. There's so many realtors who are getting out of business because they don't want to do their book of business. They don't want to do it anymore. And so his job is acquisition role, really.
I love it.
He's going to be going into all these realtors' books, and he's going to be absorbing books.
Nice.
And so like we've
that's the same thing as buying a business.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I was like that. And then, you know, I was told him, like, I never want to force real estate on a Kian. But more than likely, he's going to, just his personality, I can tell, he's going to probably do something with it.
Well, hopefully that's the legacy you leave him, right? At the end of the day, I mean, what better, you know, you see people when they start these businesses, most people that I know started businesses so they could pass them down to their family. They wanted to make sure their kids, they wanted to make sure their kids had employment. And they felt like, hey, if I build a business big enough that can support my kids and their spouses and families, like that's the legacy they want to leave. And you and Cole are going to have that opportunity now to pass it on him if he wants to do it. I know you're not going to force it, but most likely if he's hearing it from both of you and you got a soccer coach and then a coach of a mom, it's going to be hard for him not to get coached one way or the other. So congratulations to your family. And like I said, I think it's going to be fantastic.
I'm excited.
And I know you've kind of kept it on the down low, but I wanted to let everyone know that Elena's business is exploding and it's growing.
Cole is uploading.
And, Cole is knows him, but you gotta be careful, Cole. Now you gotta work for the boss. It has perks and it also has some downsides too, I'm sure.
But part of the goal for him too, because he can get his coaching aspect out of it. He loves to coach, and I was like, we can start a coaching program in our company, the Sweet Tip Team, and you can coach people to be better. And that's what he gets out of life. He loves making people better.
Yeah.
So I was like, there's just so many different ways to.
And then you start seeing how big you could build this thing.
I know. It's kind of scary, but here we are.
It is. So, and then the last episode, you talked about you're painting a Hobbit door for, what is this for again?
My office.
At your home. Oh, by the way, you recently moved into a new house too.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't caught up with you in a little bit.
I know.
Are you all settled in? Is everything?
God, no. Oh, okay. I finally felt like I was settled in, and then Cole brought like 8 boxes from the garage. I'm like, really? So there's just boxes sitting in our kitchen right now that I haven't.
Well, I know you had like some issues with like getting it done on time, getting all the floors in there and contractors.
And then we moved a tenant into our other house like a month before we were ready. So we're scrambling to get that ready.
Jeez.
Because they were in a hotel. And so we were like.
You felt bad.
Yeah. We're like, okay, but just know if you move in early, there's still stuff to do at the house. So literally I was texting her today about the Ring camera and I couldn't find the keys for the front door.
Right.
Because we never used keys. We always used our thumbprint.
Right.
So I was like, just buy a new deadbolt. I'll pay you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take it off the rent. Just tell me what the code is and use it and get a key. Leave me a key under the rug.
I know. God.
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of going on in your life though. It's just fantastic.
It's wild. It's kind of crazy. But
how's Kian doing?
He's loving life. That kid is just loving life.
I saw that you guys posted you had school pictures or you had to be in scramble mode to go get him some
I look school like picture. That mom so literally they put a sticker on my kid's shirt the day before, don't forget it's picture day, like they do that now for announcement.
That's actually pretty funny
on the kid, the that back is of the kid's
funny.
Shirt
that is pretty
and
funny.
I was like, oh, that's right. And that night before I was like, I gotta put his clothes out. And the next morning, you know, I was just so tired and I woke up later than I planned. He's there watching his cartoons. He's got dried yogurt all over his face. His hair is a mess. I was like, dude, we got to get dressed. Get your Crocs on. Throw his shorts on. And he's wearing a shirt. It's like hang loose. I roll up to school, drop him off. And the teacher gave me this weird look because all the kids were dressed up. I'm like, cool. Well, I don't have time.
And you probably remembered as soon as you saw it, you're probably it's that just smack in the face moment, like, yep.
Yeah, but I had to get to a closing. I was like, get out the door, mommy's gotta go to closing. So I like gave it to the teachers. I'm like, and I went to a closing, and closing ended where I had 30 minutes. So I literally in between it was closing was in Colleyville, so it's a school. So I literally went to my closing to the Target in Colleyville for 10 minutes, under 10 minutes, got him an outfit. Ran back, I called them, I was like, do I have time to drop it off? They're like, yes, we'll put them at the last of the line. I ran in there, got them dressed, and right when I got them dressed, they're like, Kian! I was like...
Dodged the bullet.
Yeah.
Dodged the bullet. Now now you won't have those memories of a hang loose t-shirt.
I know. Literally had dry yogurt all over his face.
Hey, that's that mom.
I tried to clean it, and he was like, I was like, you know what? You're going to go to school with dried yogurt on your face, and that's your problem, not mine.
These kids, man. These kids. And like I said, they're going to be teenagers like mine, yeah. And they're going to blink. But
well, the other day, he wore his black and white Crocs and one blue Croc because he couldn't decide which ones he wanted to wear. And yeah. I said, you know what? Mommy's not going to even bother. You win. You win this one.
Wear whatever you want. Wear whatever you want.
Whatever gets you out the door.
Remember the movie Big Daddy, I think it was, where he's like, hey, you know, you wear what you want.
You know
and
what?
The kid comes out, and he's like, oh, my gosh, girl.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, you got to watch that one. That's a funny movie. That's a great... Anyway, then I won't ruin it for you. You know,
you can say it. Go ahead.
No, he kind of takes on this kid, and he's like, you know what? What do you want your name to be? You know, why does someone else pick your name? And I think I can't remember, Scuba Steve or something like that. But then he comes out, and he's like, oh, what do you want to wear to school? He goes, you know what? You should just dress the way you want to dress. And kid comes out. He's like, that's how you want to go? All right. And they're walking down, like, the streets of New York, and this kid's just all random crap on. So
I think we forget to let kids be kids. There was one time, Kian, it was 2 months ago, so it was in the summer. He just wanted to wear his Jack Skellington outfit to school that day. Yeah. And he just woke up in the morning, he's like, I want to be Jack Skellington. I said, you know, be Jack Skellington. And his teacher was like, you tell him, because I guess, you know, when he goes to the bathroom, he's to pull the whole thing out, it's a onesie. And his teacher's like, my teacher told me to tell you, this is why we don't wear costumes to school. And I said, you tell your teachers that that's an outfit that you wear to school, and that's that.
Yeah. And if you have to use the restroom, then you just have to zip it down. This is what it is.
You're fine.
That's funny. But anyway, well, thank you for your advice today with Addison. I'm looking, like I said, I think it's going to end, you know, actually, I know it's going to be just fine. And
she's got a good future ahead of her.
Yeah, and you get to have that bond with your kids, and this is what we do it for, right? And, you know, we take this responsibility seriously. We're trying to be the very best parents we can, and we're trying to be better versions of ourselves, and I'm trying to be a better dad.
What we learn late in life, we're trying to teach them younger.
Yeah. Yeah,
all you can do as parents.
Yeah, but I do appreciate the advice, and I'll let you know how it goes. I'll shoot you a text message when it's over today. But again, congratulations for top 2% realtor moving into a brand new house. You know, husband's joining the team.
Yeah,
you're shining right now, and it's I'm glad to be in the passenger seat watching you.
I appreciate you, my friend.
But anyway, to everyone else out there, thank you for continuing to listen to us.
Yes.
Like us, share us if you see any value in what we have to say, or we help you pass your time in the car when you're bored out of your mind. Put us on.
And we've been forgetting to shout out to Gary V.
We did, Gary V. Where are you at, man? Where are you at? What?
How many more times do we have to do a shout out?
Probably like 10,000. This guy, because he'll tell you right now, go out and earn it. I agree with him 100%. Nothing's going to be handed to you. You can't be say you want it. You got to put the work in and do it daily. But it's like I said, it's going to be on the. I'm going to meet that guy. We're going to meet that guy one day.
We are. I'm putting that in the universe.
Yeah. Catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Appreciate you.